This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Heavy snow, gusty winds are a possibility affecting visibility and making travel difficult. The city has received about 6 inches of snow since late Monday evening, and it's predicted to continue throughout the day today. Enough snow has fallen that the city has declared a level one snow emergency. All vehicles must be removed from designated snow routes, and those that aren't will be towed. And although the weather may be inconvenient, the snow does bring much needed moisture to the area. Tomorrow night at 6 in the City Hall's community room, the city's Pathway Project team will present recommended changes to the city's master plan, and the public is invited to weigh in on the city's Pathway network and propose next steps. The Pathways plan can be viewed at GillettePathways.com. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Heavy snow, gusty winds are a possibility affecting visibility and making travel difficult. A member of the National Guard who served in Gillette last year has returned on duty again this year to help fill staffing shortages at the Legacy Living and Rehab Center and is making plans, perhaps, to bring her family to Gillette and settle here in the near future. Senior Airman Lynn Stewart says she'd like to come back, perhaps joining the Campbell County Fire Department. What started out as a duty call has hopefully turned into a new family joining the Gillette community. The Wyoming Mustangs indoor professional football team have signed Ray Lewis III, son of former NFL and Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis, to next year's roster. Lewis will play cornerback and safety for the Mustangs. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.